Time for our check-in with Quincy City Council President, Councilor-at-Large Nina Lang, to wrap up the May 4th City Council meeting virtually again. Hey, Nina.
Hi, Joe.
How are you today?
I am good. My allergies are not as bad as I thought they would be. So, you know, one day at a time.
That's good. Good to hear. The council, was it in full session? Was everybody virtually present?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, and I know that the health commissioner stopped by for an update. What was her report?
Yeah, I mean, we all said it last night, and we say it a lot, but I think it's really important that we do always take whatever opportunity is there for us to really pause and thank Ruth and her team, really all the first responders, all the essential workers who are continuing to really essentially work nonstop, you know, these last 6-7 weeks. To make sure that we are up to date, to make sure that we are being safe, to make sure that we are doing what it is we are supposed to be doing, you know, to keep ourselves and other people safe. And so I want to take this opportunity today as well, just to thank again Commissioner Jones and her team. She came on to just give us an update as of yesterday, what the numbers looked like. And, you know, every day we're getting these updates. And so, you know, the numbers we had yesterday does not necessarily mean those will be the ending numbers today. I do encourage folks to go on to quincyma.gov to look for those daily updates. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what today's are. But as of yesterday, we had 885 confirmed cases, but 371 confirmed recoveries. And so I'm always so thrilled to be able to see that recovered number go up. And so to, you know, have the commissioner come in and tell us there were over 300 of them that had been recovered yesterday was great news. She talked a little bit about some of the sort of congested areas and trying to, you know, figure out where are these trending and are we seeing any kinds of trends. And so it's mostly folks who are between their 70s and 90s in the nursing homes. You know, that's the majority of them. That's not all of them, certainly, right? You do still have your one-off cases that are happening. But, you know, she has been working with CPH as well to make sure that, you know, they're monitoring those situations. One thing that is something that was a little bit personal for me as well was the Walmart in Quincy decided yesterday that they were going to shut down as of 3:30 in the afternoon yesterday. The commissioner has been on top of them for, from what I'm hearing, almost about a week, trying to make sure that, hey, you know, we're hearing some more reported cases. What's going on here? Are you guys taking the proper protocols and procedures? What's going on? And then so, you know, the commissioner to talk to them about what they need to do to test all employees to make sure that they go through and do a thorough disinfecting of the entire store. But even then, the commissioner set up these guidelines to say, you know, you might go through all these steps, so you still need to come through us before you are allowed to reopen. And, you know, I understand some people might say that's a little bit strict, like, why can't they open? You know, they're disinfecting and what's going on. But we did unfortunately have a death from one of the 11 employees. It's actually somebody who my family knows, and she's, you know, very active in the community, very active over at the Y. I mean, she was just an incredible person. And so these aren't things that we can take lightly. And I appreciate that the commissioner is following that suit. So just to let folks know, again, the Walmart is closed down. These are the reasons why. And before they can open again, the commissioner does have to go through and make sure that, you know, she's the one that does the final sign off. So that's really a relief for me. For those who, you know, are going into other stores that are open right now, and see things that just, you know, like you and I were talking earlier about people walking down the wrong aisles, you know, and if people aren't following proper protocols, the health commissioner did encourage residents to, when they do see these things, to contact the health commission right away. And their number, I'll say it here, and I know it's on the city's website as well, it's 617-376-1272. And again, folks, you know, we encourage people to call that number if they do start seeing some things where they're not following proper procedure, proper, you know, protocols. Starting tomorrow, the state is going to mandate that, you know, folks have to wear masks when they're out and about, when they cannot social distance. So, you know, we were asking some questions, trying to just get some clarification around, you know, some one-off scenarios and absolutely, do you need to wear it 100% of the time? And one of the scenarios that was thrown out there was, you know, if you're out for a run, you're by yourself and you're not surrounding other people, you know, do you need to wear it? And in that instance, no, because there's no one around you, right? Mm-hmm. I know jogging along Quincy Shore Drive, there are going to be people who just, you know, you can't help it, are going to pass one another, right? And when that happens, you should be putting your mask back up and back on, right? Because you are passing that person. And I will also stress too, when this mandate comes out tomorrow from the state, when the state mandate comes out to wear the mask, you know, this is something that you are doing to protect others,
right?
You know, and the positive impact of all of us wearing masks when we cannot social distance can only happen if we all follow the, you know, suit. You know, if Joe, if you and I were together, and you know, if I had it, and you are wearing a mask, it doesn't matter that you are wearing a mask, because here I am in front of you talking, and it's still going to get to you, right? If I am wearing a mask and you are wearing a mask, now there are two layers of protection,
right?
You know, between me and you, you know. And so again, we cannot stress enough that it's not about, oh, well, other people, you know, they shouldn't even be going out if they're sick. You know, it's again more about you and what you are doing to positively impact, you know, the numbers to make sure that they stay low as mm-hmm. much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Plus the fact that this virus is very asymptomatic. So there could be many, many people that don't even know that they're infected spreading it around.
Exactly. No, you're absolutely right. And those folks, you know, who luckily, you know, are asymptomatic and luckily are fine. And again, luckily, you know, don't have to go into the hospital and be on a ventilator. It's just, those folks, you know, I ask them, please be safe. You know, please keep in mind to those that aren't as lucky, you know, and again, make sure to just wear the mask if you cannot social distance. That is for you. It is also for those around you. Again, if we collectively as a community do this together, it will have that positive impact that we are looking for.
Sure, sure. Did the commissioner indicate at all when she may be coming back for an update, or is that on a future plan?
No, I mean, we are looking for updates on the city council pretty frequently now at this point, in addition to other items of business. But as I had mentioned earlier, what I do encourage folks to do is constantly just get onto the website. I always check it, you know, around 5-6 o'clock right before dinner, because that's when, you know, sort of you can see what happened that particular day. But there are daily updates on that website on quincyma.gov. And there's also a little button right when you get on that page to translate into, you know, numerous languages as well for those who need it. So, you know, as far as the most up-to-date updates from the commissioner, I do encourage folks to get onto that website and check that out.
Okay, very good. Also on the agenda, some proposals from the Ward 4 councillor, some voice vote measures and voting by mail measures. What happened with those?
Yep. So the two voice vote measures, these are some of the things that we are also responsible for, is making sure that, you know, just procedures within the city council are up to date and the most efficient and productive meetings. And, you know, depending on what the item is, sometimes we do a voice vote where you ask all in favor, aye, and then any opposed, and you hear those that are opposed. And, you know, for whatever reason, something was switched where something that used to be, you know, done by a voice vote no longer was done by that. And then, you know, we're, again, just making sure that we're going through and switching that back so that the meetings are more efficient. This has to do specifically with appointments, right? And so you can, when you nominate somebody for an appointment, you say their name. So I would say, you know, Joe Catalano. And you can now say, you know, all in favor for Joe Catalano, aye, any opposed? Nay, and then you would count that, as opposed to saying, okay, let's go through every single person and say, Joe Catalano, Joe Catalano, Joe Catalano. So again, it's just about, you know, making sure that we are up to date with the efficiencies in the meetings.
Okay.
And then as far as the resolve that he had introduced to support the vote by mail effort, you know, this is a conversation that I know other communities and folks on the state level have been discussing, and even on the federal level, is, you know, what do we do when it comes to the important elections that are coming up? You know, you look and see what happened in Wisconsin when, you know, folks had to socially distance and what that meant for people not being able to get out and vote. And, you know, I think all of the counselors had their thoughts on the resolve itself, you know, not so much the matter of voting by mail, but the resolve that was introduced to support that effort. You know, if you take a look at it, Joe, the resolve itself is to say that we're going to support this effort, not just for this election, but all future elections.
Right.
And some counselors thought, you know, while I do support that for this election, let's take a look and see exactly what that means, though, moving forward. You know, what does the state legislature mean by that, if anything? And let's make sure that we have a more thorough understanding of that process. And then for other folks, you know, they supported the measure itself because of the thought itself of making sure that folks are safe, you know, to go out and vote. Which is such an important right for everyone. And so there was a really good dialogue around it, I think. And, you know, it ultimately did end up passing, which is, again, just a resolve to support the state effort to make vote by mail possible, not just for this election, but all future elections.
Oh, okay.
And so We'll see. That's not something that we can implement here in the city on our own. Again, it was just a resolve to support a state effort.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I spoke with Representative Chan just earlier today about that, and he cautioned to be wary of, you know, a potential fraud, voter fraud, and maybe to think about maybe some other alternatives in addition to voting by mail.
100%. And I think that's something that, you know, I commend Rep. Chan for saying that, because I think it's something that, you know, especially here, even, you know, in our clerk's office, in the elections office, something that we are always mindful of, you know, and I cannot applaud our elections workers enough for, you know, making sure that when you do have that interaction as a resident to go and vote, that you are protected in your privacy and your right, but also, you know, the process is protected. And so I think regardless of what the process may be to vote, you know, again, these are the kinds of things that we hit the layers that we have to look through to make sure that, like he was saying, that it's, you know, there's no voter fraud or anything like that.
Sure. Yeah. And the fact that it'll be an overwhelming response for the city clerk's office with a, you know, very small staff right now. So the logistics have to be taken into account too, to make sure that they're all run through the machines properly and tabulated in a timely way. So it's more than just, you know, mail it in and forget about it.
Right.
It looks, Nina, like there's not going to be quote unquote, you know, traditional graduation, ceremonies, this year in Quincy or any other community for that matter. And traditionally the city council president, you know, speaks at the graduations and has a message. Have you thought at all about what you might like to say to the class of 2020?
Yeah, of course I have, you know, and I think, more than anything else, you know, it's something that we always look forward to on the council because we can really be a part of, right? If people say, oh, I wish I was a fly on the wall on this situation. But for us, like, that is that opportunity for us, right? To be on the fly on the wall, to watch this amazing, you know, milestone in these kids' lives, right? To see their families be there with them and to see, you know, just the history of these kids in the school system here in the city and what they've gone through and all that they've achieved. I mean, it's, you know, that for us, I think, is what's so special, you know, is to be able to be a fly on the wall, to see that happen. And it's just, it's so touching and it's so amazing. And I know even too for my colleagues that it's made even more special when you have a family member, a friend, you know, who is graduating. And this year, we have a few of them. You know, I know Councillor Mahoney's daughter is a senior. Oh. And my niece is a senior, you know, and it just, and again, all my other colleagues too, they have, again, close family members and friends who are graduating from both high schools. It's for a number of reasons, I think, challenging for us, but I think we are all focused on is what can we do to be a part of the solution that's going to be best for these kids that they want, that their families want, you know, and we've been hearing from people about some ideas that they would like to see happen and some ideas from other cities and towns that they've seen happen. You know, ultimately we want to make sure that we're communicating with and ultimately following the lead of the school committee. You know, I know have been working really hard. You know, they are also citywide. They answer to families across the whole city. You know, I know in talking to some of them that they've been working really hard to try to see like, what is the best and safest solution here? You know, whether it's doing something virtually for now and something in person later or something virtually later and in person even later after that. I mean, I know that they are exploring every option possible, which is, you know, the most important thing to me is to make sure that both on the city council and the school committee, that that's what our focus is on, is making sure that we deliver the best things for these students. I mean, I cannot imagine, you know, it's just, it's tough. It's really hard. And I there are no words to explain how grateful I am to all the students and the parents and the families who are managing this. You know, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
So we're all working really hard to try to do what we can to give them what, you know, what they deserve.
Typically, as you know, the first Monday of May would have been the mayor's budget presentation. That obviously is being delayed. What is the process now that it will happen for next year's budget?
Yeah, this is something that we've also been working hard to towards is making sure that, you know, we have the materials in front of us to review, to take a look at the revenues for this year. You know, obviously, when we are looking at budgets, we're not looking just at you know, what is needed and what is required, but how is that money going to come in? You know, and a lot of that is, you know, the revenues from the city. You've got building permits, you've got meals tax, you know, and how much of that is going to be decreased over the last 7 weeks? And even then, you know, the budget is not in a calendar year, it's in a fiscal year. Right. So you have to then also look at, okay, what's going to happen Q1 of fiscal year 2021, you know? I mean, and looking forward, Joe, at these next 2, 3, 4 months, which is essentially, you know, Q1 of the next fiscal year. You know, are restaurants going to be open again? Are people going to be, you know, going out and getting building permits again? So there's a lot that we have to look at in reviewing this year's budget. And I know that all of the departments in the administration are going back and essentially, you know, going through all these pieces again before they present something, because what they had worked on all year round obviously has been completely just, you know, thrown out the window these last 6 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else you'd like to add this morning or this afternoon now?
Yeah, I want to remind people to join again. The school committee is going to be meeting tomorrow at 6 p.m. Unfortunately, the public can't be there, but you can send in, you know, an open forum item to QSC open forum at quincypublicschools.com. And, you know, again, I know between the school committee, the city council, and all of the parents and the students, we're working really hard to make our ideas and voices heard for graduation and prom. But if folks have any ideas, please, you know, feel free to send an email with your thoughts as well. And yeah, just reminding people to be safe, to wear a mask. I know, Joe, every time we talk, it's more and more and more and more nice outside. If you are going to go for a walk today, please, please, please wear your mask. Again, it's, you know, not just for your own safety, but for those around you. I cannot stress this enough. We are still seeing an increase in numbers. You know, this has not plateaued yet. And so while we are seeing an incredible number of recoveries, we are still seeing an increase in those with confirmed cases as well. So yeah, just a reminder to please be safe and to wear your masks.
Sure. And regards to the school committee, we'll be carrying that live here in Quincy Access Television as well. So
perfect.
Watch it live on QATV. Yep.
Yeah, you guys have been phenomenal with that. I really commend all of you guys for being able to get right on top of all the technology and the different moving parts and who's running it. And yeah, I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, Nina. Good to talk to you. Be well to you and your colleagues and your family. We'll catch up again soon.
You too. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Bye.